Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of Jesus' parable about a man who hoards treasures but dies before enjoying them, emphasizing the importance of being rich in what matters to God and blessing others. Today's Bible verses are from Luke chapter 12, verses 19 to 21. And I shall say to myself, "Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." That's Luke chapter 12, verses 19 to 21.
So there's this parable that Jesus tells about a guy who seems to have it all figured out. He's got so many good things stored up for the future, and he's ready to kick back, relax, and enjoy life. He's thinking, rest, eat, drink, be merry. Sounds pretty good, but hold up. Jesus got something to say about this. He calls this guy a fool. Why? This guy's about to have his life demanded of him. Yeah, that's a wake-up call. All those things he's prepared and saved for, well, they're not going to belong to him anymore. So what's the point of hoarding all these treasures if you can't take them with you? This parable is a reminder that God blesses us, not just for our own sake, but so that we can be a blessing to others. It's not about keeping all the good stuff for ourselves. It's about sharing it and making a positive impact on those around us. God wants our blessings to flow through us, not stop with us. Imagine if the rich fool in the parable had taken a different approach. Instead of thinking solely about his enjoyment, he could have chosen to bless others with his wealth. He could have experienced the joy of generosity and making a difference in people's lives. But he was foolish and lost everything. So let's take a moment to reflect on this. As we continue our walk with God, let's strive to be a blessing to those we meet each day. Let's not be like the rich fool who missed the opportunity to use his blessings for something meaningful. Instead, let's aim to be rich in what matters to God. When we encounter others who are in need, whether it's a friend, a family member, a coworker, or even a stranger, let's not hesitate to lend a helping hand. Whether it's offering a listening ear, sharing our resources and time, or simply showing kindness and love, let's make a positive impact on their lives. And you know what? It's not just about material blessings. Being rich in what matters to God goes beyond wealth. It's about having a heart filled with compassion, forgiveness, and humility. It's about valuing relationships, respecting others, and providing encouragement and support. So, as we go about our day, let's remember this. Let's not be like the rich fool who missed out on the opportunity to bless others. Instead, let's embrace the privilege and responsibility of being a conduit of God's blessings. Let's be intentional in sharing our abundance and making a positive impact on the lives of those around us. And as we do so, let's remember to pray. Let's ask God to guide us and give us the wisdom and discernment to be a blessing to others. Let's seek His will and be open to the opportunities He places before us. May we be instruments of His love, grace, and generosity in a world that desperately needs it.
Let's close with a prayer. Loving Jesus, as we reflect on the parable of the rich fool, we are reminded of the fleeting nature of earthly treasures and the importance of using our blessings to bless others. Help us, Lord, to not be consumed by the pursuit of personal gain, but instead instill in us a spirit of generosity and stewardship. May we be like channels through which your blessings flow, making a positive impact in the lives of those around us. Teach us to be rich in what matters to you, compassion, forgiveness, and humility. Open our hearts to recognize the needs of others and empower us to act with kindness and love. Grant us the wisdom and discernment to seize opportunities to be a blessing to those in need, whether they are friends, family, co-workers, or strangers. May our lives reflect your love and grace, shining brightly in a world longing for hope and compassion. Guide us, O Lord, in our journey of faith, that we may always seek your will and be obedient to your calling. Help us to be faithful stewards of the blessings you have entrusted to us, using them for your glory and the betterment of others. In your holy name we pray, amen. Goodbye, and may the blessings of generosity, compassion, and humility accompany you on your journey.